This is St. Louis Public Radio. What's it like to stand on top of the Gateway Arch? The National Park Service has been releasing eye-popping videos taken by the engineers who roped down the north leg last fall to examine discoloration on the monument's stainless steel exterior. St. Louisans watched with awe as the climbers worked 630 feet up in the sky. The engineering firm later reported that the arch is structurally sound. St. Louis Public Radio's Mary Leonard spoke with technician Dave Meggerly. He says it took months to prepare for his walk on the arch.
We had a 3D model built of the arch. It's a railroad scale. It was a 1/164 to 1 scale. That became the inspiration for a lot of different ideas, and we needed to know the specific geometry because we had to get to the interface of the arch. Those triangles become difficult to get to. They're not plumb, and when you hang off the edge of the arch, that structure just falls away from you. We had to come up with a system to prevent your ropes as you're going down. If you were to move to the edge and fall over the edge, you would do a big pendulum and your ropes would potentially get cut on the structure.
What was the most dangerous aspect of the arch?
We had everything in control. The biggest danger for us was wind.
You can hear the wind on the videos.
Oh, yeah. The wind was, it was relentless. We had built a system of tension lines that spanned from the arch hatch at the top of the arch, and they spanned all the way to the base. We had concrete anchors at the base that we attached ropes to. They were in tension that whole full height of the arch. Our threshold for wind was gust to 30, steady at 25. And that's a pretty stiff wind when you're out there hanging on a rope, especially on that structure where you there's nothing to hold on to. Some days it was windy on the ground, but up high it wasn't that bad. And it makes a lot of noise when you're out on the structure on the outside. That's one of the things I remember about being out there. It's basically just steel frame in the outer skin. There's the stainless steel, and then there's an inner skin, but it had this noise to this donk, donk, kind of like a very hollow, like oil can sound to it.
How does the arch compare to some of the other buildings and monuments that you've worked on?
It was definitely the most challenging as far as the rigging goes. We got to work on the Washington Monument in 2011, but it was relatively easy to rig from a rappelling state of or a point of view. There was a hatch at the top of that. I was able to go out the hatch and then just basically sling the top of the pyramid on the top of the monument, and that became our anchor. And that's very similar how we anchored to the Gateway Arch, is we actually opened the windows, and then we captured the structure from, window to window, and those were our anchors.
You were about the size of ants for people down below who were watching.
It's an amazing structure, and the craftsmanship and the skill that went into that. Because, when it was built in, early 60s, that's quite impressive.
I've interviewed some of the iron workers who did the construction back in the 60s.
Yeah.
And I guess you probably watched Monument to a Dream.
All those videos and the books, and I admire those guys. There's some of the shots in there that, give me the heebie-jeebies. There's some shots these guys are, they're like bear hugging the steel and they're welding, hanging out over that, 500-foot precipice there. It's like, oh my gosh, it gave me the sweaty palms looking at some of that stuff.